While most breast cancer cases affect women who are 50 or older, according to the CDC, thousands of younger women are also diagnosed each year in the U.S. Dealing with the disease can feel overwhelming, but as WXXI Raquel Steven reports, learning how to be an advocate for yourself can be a powerful part of any treatment plan.
All right, I'm going to scan your bracelet.
All right, we have Megan, M-A-C-K.
Megan Mack is a producer at WXXI News. She's in the doctor's office receiving her weekly chemotherapy.
And today she's 1.74, so she's all good.
Mack says she handles chemo like she would a news meeting.
I show up here and every Wednesday is another meeting. I have chemo Wednesday, just like I have the news meeting every day.
It's been only a few months since Mack discovered a lump in her breast. She says her doctor initially told her not to worry about it.
And I trusted her, and I thought, if you say it's benign, it's benign.
Mack is 36, and she never had a mammogram before. She's not alone. For women under 40, insurance doesn't cover yearly screenings for breast cancer, and it can be hard for younger women to advocate for themselves. Mack's doctor didn't seem overly concerned, but Mack decided to trust her instincts.
But then in the back of my mind, something was like, you have to go, you have to do this for yourself.
After two mammograms and an ultrasound, Mack was diagnosed with breast cancer. Dr. Avis O'Connell is the head of breast imaging and radiology at URMC. She says most breast lumps in young women are not going to be cancerous. She says nationwide, only 5% of women diagnosed with breast cancer are younger than 40. But she says young women need to be vocal if they think there's a problem.
I think if somebody goes to their doctor and says, this is new, this is different, you know, I demand an ultrasound. I think women have to be their own advocates.
Alexis Corbett says not every doctor is as proactive as O'Connell.
I do know of several women whose physicians did not worry about it.
Corbett is one of the leaders of Young Survival Coalition, an advocacy group for women under 40 who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. She says patients shouldn't be intimidated by their doctors and need to know they can challenge them.
You don't understand, ask, because you only have one body and you have to protect yourself, and somebody's laziness can cost you your life or quality of life.
Oncologist Dr. Carla Foxen says a key part of her treatment is paying attention to her patients.
Listen to your patients because they know their bodies, they know what they need.
Foxen of URMC says some patients do challenge her recommendations, but she respects their concerns and has no problem recommending a second opinion.
If the patient says this doesn't feel right, then I'll look further to try to figure out. And if I don't know, and I sometimes don't know, I usually send them to other specialists to have them checked out as well.
Foxen says getting the patient involved in the decision-making is the best way to treat them. As for Mack, she says it's much easier to make informed decisions about her treatment now that she has been advocating for herself. She encourages other women to find that confidence within.
You know your body better than anybody, and so you trust yourself, trust your gut.
Raquel Steven, WXXI News.